Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital plans to move its COVID drive-thru testing site to the parking lot at JCPenney on High Street in Torrington in early December. As the hospital deals with an influx of patients, the hospital has been handling between 400 to 500 tests per day in recent weeks as the region goes through a second wave of the virus. In Litchfield County, the number of confirmed and probable COVID-19 cases increased by 129% since early September, going from 1,752 on September 9th to over 4,000 on Wednesday morning, according to the COVID-19 data. Torrington is the hardest hit municipality in the county, with 1,200 COVID cases since March, which is about 30% of the county's cases. In COVID-related deaths, Torrington saw 98 since March, which makes up 60% of the county's 160 deaths since Wednesday, according to that data. Meanwhile, in New York, COVID-19 has been on the rise, with some areas of the state getting harder than they did during the first wave of the pandemic in March and early April. On Thursday, New York reported over 6,000 new coronavirus cases from the previous day, pushing the state's total past 619,000 confirmed cases since the start of March. It's the latest in a string of daily infections that rival those seen in April in New York, when a huge number of cases in New York City and the surrounding area hit the state harder than anywhere else in the country. U.S. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York increased political pressure on congressional leaders yesterday to include legislation in the next federal COVID-19 package to train a national health force to ensure an approved coronavirus vaccine will be equitably available for all Americans. Gillibrand sent a letter to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, and House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy to include the Health Force and Resilience Force proposal. The proposal, led by Gillibrand and Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado, supported by Democratic Senators Brian Schatz of Hawaii and Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts, who all signed the letter, would invest $40 billion in local public health infrastructure to create a national health force of hundreds of thousands of Americans to bolster the U.S. health system and to ensure equitable distribution of the COVID-19 immunizations. In Massachusetts, the state trial court system has been doing some pre-holiday shopping at Berkshire Moore, of all places. Though mothballed for more than a year as a retail outlet, space in the mall could serve early next year as an alternative courtroom as prosecutors work to whittle down a pandemic-driven backlog of over 2,000 cases in district court and almost 200 cases in Berkshire Superior Court. For months, public health precautions have rendered jury trials impossible. Court administrators now say trials will resume in January for a jury of six proceedings, but only in courtrooms whose layouts are considered safe for juries, court workers, lawyers, and the public. Donations are still needed for the holiday Adopt-A-Family program out of Millerton, which provides support for families of children 13 and below in the Weebatuck and Pine Plains School District. Due to COVID-19 restrictions, gift cards rather than new toys will be given to families so they can purchase basic necessities at local stores, as well as toys and warm winter clothing for their children. Call 518-789-4508 or send a check to Adopt-A-Family, P.O. Box 880, Millerton, New York, 12546. Now, also a reminder that the Sunday in the Country Food Drive is gearing up to serve another 700 turkeys and accompanying food for Christmas. They can use your help, too. SundayInTheCountryFoodDrive.org to make a donation. Stanford Grange 808 is hosting its annual Holiday Penny Social. That happens today. Due to COVID-19, things are different this year. Prizes will be displayed inside the Grange Hall. Bidding will take place between noon and 6 at the Grange Hall. Only 5 bidders will be allowed in at a time. A live drawing on the Grange's Facebook page will start at 7 p.m. For details, 845-663-7778 or 845-868-7869. Housatonic Valley Regional High School's FFA Holiday Store opens up tomorrow and runs through December 23rd, 10 to 4:30 each day. Warren Turnpike and Falls Village, trees, wreaths, poinsettias, roping, cheese, and more, and it's run by the students of the Ag Ed Department at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. Pine Plains' 35th Annual Town Decorating and Parade of Lights happens tomorrow. The rain date is Sunday, November 29th. The Community Tree Decorating Week is November 23rd to 28th. Pick up decorations at the Pine Plains branch of the Bank of Millbrook Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 4, Friday, 8:30 to 5, Saturday, 8:30 to 11. A drive-through parade of lights will happen at 5 p.m. at the high school parking lot. It is a free family-friendly event. and the North Canaan Parade of Lights, a socially distanced event to allow the town of North Canaan to unite in kicking off the holiday season by showing your spirit. Decorate anything that can participate in the moving parade. Lineup for the event will take place behind Stop and Shop at 5:30. The parade will begin at 6 p.m. on the 29th and follow the following route of travel. Left on the North Elm to Route 44 and 7 North, right on to 7 North to Pease Street, left on to Pease, then to Bragg, then left on to West Main Street, straight onto Route 44 East, right onto Route 7S and 99S, South Canaan Road. That's Gear Nursing. The Town of North Canaan holiday gift program is underway. If you haven't received your application, you can pick one up at the Town Hall or contact the Social Service Office at 860-824-7313, extension 110, and leave a message with information for one to be mailed to you. The applications are due by December 1st. Coming up at 7 p.m., Town Hall players in Cornwall hold their virtual viral variety show. On the 28th in Cornwall at 4:30, Cornwall reads Cornwall at the library via Zoom. An opening reception will be held Saturday, November 28th from 5:30 till 8 p.m. at Standard Space Nostalgia. Now, Standard Space will only be open to the public by appointment under pandemic COVID-19 rules, 12 to 6, Friday through Sunday. Other appointments can be arranged Monday through Thursday. You must bring your own mask. Now, the opening reception is weather permitting. Reception will be held outside from 5:30 till 8. Four individuals or one family group will be admitted to the exhibition at time. Refreshments will be served outside. Remember to please bring your mask. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, also on Facebook, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 173.77. It'll open up at 29,872.47. The NASDAQ opens up at 12,094.40, and the S&P 500 at 3,629.65. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.